Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Saturday marks the first of two weekends for the Monroe Symphony League's Book Fair. Visitors can add to their own personal collection with books that cover many topics and interest. Symphony League member Jorinda Stone is here for a preview. Jorinda, good to see you.
Thank you.
Lots of great things happening and getting underway this Saturday. First, what is a book fair? Is it bringing books? Is it buying books? Tell us, for those that may be new to the area, what takes place?
Perfect question. We're always looking for new people to come to the book fair. All we have to do is give the dates for our regulars. But this book fair is books, 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 and magazines, and all LPs, all for sale. They are donated by the public to the Monroe Symphony League, and we have two buildings full for people to browse. And we would love for you to come. It's not like a garage sale. You don't have to dig through boxes, even though we have a few box sales. But it's organized. The volunteers work all year, and we have three sales. This is our March sale coming up. We'll have another one in June and another one in September. And we're talking about 10 cents for a child's book, 50 cents for a great paperback, $5 for a current bestseller. So it's good prices.
Lots of great things. You mentioned the buildings on the inside, but actually you kind of get a glimpse on the outside with some bargain tables.
We do. We have bargain tables. We have paperbacks that are past their prime for 10 cents, and we also have boxes of books that they sell for a very nominal charge. So if it's not raining, you'll see the outside sale going on. And as you come up to the buildings, you may want to check out the annex first. It has all sorts of magazines, reference materials, and it's a particular favorite for the homeschooler. A lot of textbooks and reference materials available there.
Now, if somebody is venturing out for the first time, let's share on where the book room is located and also a first day fee that applies.
Right. The book fair is located on 320 North 4th near the newspaper office, and it's between Louisville and the railroad track. So you should be able to find us, and there's a big mural painted on the building. You also, on the first day, will see a line out the door. People line up. It's sort of a frenzy, and we do have a $2 charge only for the first day, but that gives you the best shot at the best books that have been put on the shelf since our October sale.
Things are going on, of course. Looking forward to spring once we can get through this last cold snap. But the selection of books, some of the popular categories. I know people, this time think of gardening, think of cooking, things like that.
Right. Our most popular section in terms of I always work the first day because I find it exciting. Mm-hmm. And as I look around, the place that I see people standing three deep and reaching over their shoulder are the cookbooks. And the ladies work very diligently to put the best cookbooks up, and they have everything from international cookbooks like French or Italian, Chinese, but they also have regional cookbooks, and apparently that's a real popular thing, and people go for it. The other area that I think that people stand in line for are the 50-cent paperbacks. Racks and racks and shelves of 50 cents and a dollar paperbacks. Now, we'll give you a milk carton when you come in the door. And for $10, you can fill up one to take home and have all your reading material. But there's so much more. As you come in the door, if you're into hardbacks and you don't want to pay the $30 or $40, we have the last 5 years. We call it the goodie section. And you'll see books that sometimes as we process them and put them on the shelf, no one's ever read them. And so you're getting really current fiction and nonfiction books in the goodie section. If you're a collector of Louisiana authors, the goodie section is a good place to look. Going next to that is the religion section. And Dale Demos has a beautiful section, not only of Bibles, but of supplementary study materials, pamphlets, Sunday school material. And an interesting section that's well used is the genre of Christian novels. So if you have someone who's easily offended or doesn't like the popular literature, that's a good section to check out.
Yeah, there's also so much more. We talk about periodicals that are available. Sheet music as well.
There are two nooks that we don't want you to miss. In the back of the main building, there is the music section and the children's section, and they're little rooms off the back. The children's section not only has hymnals and sheet music, but they also carry the CDs. And for the collector, and you see a lot of people, including Richard Harrison, in looking at the vinyl, the records. They want those vinyl records still. So there's a nice for the collector to go in and look at the vinyls. The children's section is well monitored. And what I like to see, and I see it all the time, the parents gives the child $5 and turns them loose, and they have a ball in that section.
Yeah, and I guess with Richard, it's either maybe a consulting or a buying basis, probably both.
And he's a good donor back to us, too.
Well, the event gets underway with the book fair coming up this Saturday. Now, it works both the first and second weekend, so tell us about the times you're going to be opening and the days that we'll be open.
We're open Saturday and Sunday, the 1st and 2nd, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. On Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5. On Sunday, 1 to 5.
Getting ready for the next couple of weekends, enjoying the Monroe Symphony League's Book Fair, as Gerinda says, for the best selection. That first day has a lot to offer.
Has lots to offer. Come join the fray.
Gerinda Stone is a member of the Monroe Symphony League who benefits from the Book Fair coming up this weekend. Gerinda, thank you for joining us. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.